Hello, baddies and laddies, and what? And welcome to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear.
How are you guys
doing today? So I know you are all mad at me for one specific reason, and that is because I am not very good at posting weekly anymore. I don't want to say anymore. I've only done it I did it last time I post, and then I was like, I will never do that again, and then I did it again. But please don't yell at me because I will cry. But yeah, today we're talking about stress because it is raining real hard outside because I have been very stressed lately, and that's also why I haven't been posting as regularly. If I don't think about the word, I can say it, but if I think about it, I get scared. Regularly. Sorry, guys. I have a little bit of a lisp sometimes. But yeah, I don't want to say I've been stressed, all the time lately, but I've been busy. You know what I mean? And that is, common for a college girl like me. But, I knew I would be busy. It's just that, busy with, things I didn't expect to do in my schedule. You know what I mean? I was expecting a lot of time would be spent on homework. And it is, but I would say I just have, a lot of time allocated to, different parts of my life. You know what I mean? So, obviously, classes, eating takes up so much of my time. And it's obviously I'm not complaining about that. I love, I love taking a break from work to go, eat. But when I eat, I sit down for long periods of time. You know what I mean? Because I'm zipping around. And that's kind of my one time to sit down, relax, and socialize with my friends. But I do find that, it's an hour usually I'm sitting there eating. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like a lot, but that's by the time it takes to walk to get there, by the time I get food and I sit down and then I finish eating and I continue to sit down, it takes a lot of my time. So I have that. I have work. Obviously, so I'm only working give or take 6 hours a week, which doesn't seem like a lot, but I have to get ready for work. So I usually have to change my outfit. I have to get ready for work. I have to walk to work, which is not that long of a walk, so I really shouldn't even add that to my time. And then I have to do my work, which I just sit there. It's not really anything crazy, but still, it's an important part of my day. So I have, obviously, classes, eating, work, and then, I would say homework is its own category, obviously, but I like to do my homework in the library, as I've previously stated. I like to do my work in the library, because again, I like my room to be a relaxing place, and I need 3 hours to decompress at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So I'm often oh, guys, I gotta hit the hay. And then I go psychoanalyze myself for 45 minutes. No, I'm joking. I don't do that. I like to stare at myself in the mirror and be what was the point where it all went wrong? No, I'm also joking. I'm joking, guys. My other category is clubs. So, I just do a lot of stuff. No, I'm in student government, I guess, or I don't know, class stuff. And that takes up a lot of my time. I like it. I really do. It's everything on my schedule, I can't take anything off. I enjoy doing all of it. But I'm just busy. And then, oh my gosh, it's Wednesdays. I have class, I have a break, I do some homework, I then have to eat super early, at like 4:30 because the rest of my evening is full. But here's there's a story about the 4:30 dinner later in the episode. Don't you worry. I have to eat dinner at like 4:30. I'm not even hungry yet, but to get my best on my meal plan, I have to eat at 4:30. And then at 5:00, I have Spanish. And then after that, I have work. So I have like 5 minutes to go run to work. So, and I have work from 5 to 7. No, I have work from, what? From 6 to 7. Sorry. I'm a busy little bee. And so I don't even have time to get dinner usually. But I did find that I can go at 4:30. But here's my story time. So it was yesterday. It was yesterday. It seems so far away. Yesterday, I get there. I just kind of had a bad day. And I wasn't really, I don't know, enjoying my life at the moment. I was busy. I had lots of work to do. I didn't want to be eating dinner at 4:30. So, you know, I'm just kind of in that mood. And I go to get my food. And the way my school works is you, like, scan your card. And then you walk in. And I saw there was all these other people in there. So I was like, okay. So I got a plate and I went to walk up to the food. And they're like, hey, we're not open. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, they scanned me in. And he's like, yeah, we're not open yet. And I was like, okay. And so I went and sat by the table. And I was just so embarrassed. And I was just like, I was just so confused. And I don't have that much time. So I'm like panicking. And I was like, if they're not open yet, like, I can't eat. And so I had gotten a salad because that's a kind of an outside thing. And that was apparently open. I got my salad. I sat down. It was just a bad salad. It was kind of gross. But I'm sitting there and I start to cry. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this isn't like me. I'm not someone to cry, you know, in the dining hall. But I was just so stressed. And it was like, now I can't eat. And now I'm going to be hungry at math. And I'm going to be hungry at work. And everyone's going to see that I'm crying. So I panic and I leave. And I go cry in the bathroom. But here's the fun part. I thought the bathroom was empty. So I'm like, like really sobbing. And then somebody flushes the toilet next to me. And I was like, oh boy. Sorry, friend. Sorry to ruin your little bathroom party with my sobbing. Anyways, but then by the time I'm crying, I'm like, well, I used up all my time to eat. So I had to go to Spanish. Face was so splotchy. I sent a picture to my group chat and they made a meme out of it. And I'm a little bit mad about that. No, I'm joking. I'm not mad about it. But I did think it was funny. But I was just so, I was so sad. And I think there was like some deep-rooted trauma to it. I don't know. I think like, I don't want to say growing up, because it didn't happen to me like very many times growing up, but it happened a few times that really stuck with me. That like, oh, you're always like food motivated and you're always stealing food. And, you know, you'll do anything for that snack. You'd do anything for junk food. And it just, like, it wasn't true. And it really hurt my feelings. And really hurt me as a person when people would say things like that. Like, my friend had, you know, opened a bag of chips. And she went to share it with me. And I took some. And she was like, dang. What are you, a fat... I'm not going to say the word, but whether you a fat butt, you know what I want to say. And it hurt because I was like, you're eating these chips and you're sharing these chips with our other friend. And I was like, what's the difference when I eat some of them? You know what I mean? So it wasn't the same scenario, but it was an instant like reaction. And I was like, I should be embarrassed. I shouldn't be embarrassed that, you know, I went to take the food and blah, 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 and everyone's going to think I'm fat and food motivated. You know what I mean? Obviously, that's not how people's brains work, but again, that was my snap reaction. But then the other part of it was also, like, I guess, because I saw that, like, and then they, like, said they actually officially opened, and people, like, started walking through, and I was like, oh my gosh, like everyone else knew and I didn't know, like how could this happen? And I was so sad. And I felt like, I don't know, it's back to the other, another topic I've touched on before, like feeling like I should know better and I'm embarrassed I don't know things when like everybody starts out this way, you know what I mean? It'd be embarrassing if I continuously did this, you know what I mean? But like I did it one time and I learned from that, you know what I mean? So it's nothing to like be sad about, but I walked into the dining hall today and I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to remember me and they're going to think I'm, you know, a fat food motivated loser, you know, and that's not true. Nobody has those snap reactions about somebody. And that's kind of how I think about it. Like, well, would I think that way about somebody that made the mistake, the same mistake I did? Absolutely not. So why am I so convinced that other people feel that way about me? And I'm not some super empath. Like I don't want to say I have snap judgments about people, but you know, I'm human and I have never once thought that about somebody who made the same mistake I did. You know what I mean? We're just so much harder on ourselves that we convince ourselves that people are just as hard on us as we are ourselves. And that's not right. That's not right. That's not fair, and that's not true. But yeah, that was hard. And I went back to my room and I cried a little bit more and I ate some ramen and everything was fine. And I learned a lesson and there's no need to cry over it anymore. But it's hard bringing up even, you know, like, because it really hurt me and I was just stressed out and there's a lot on my plate right now. I mean, not my plate, but a lot that I'm thinking about right now. I don't know. I would like to say that, like, I don't know. I love college so far. I have, you know, no real complaints other than I'm stressed, but that's like a normal thing. And it's all things I put on my plate. And also a lot of things that I could technically take off my plate, but I'm not going to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to go, you know, study with my friends. You know what I mean? Like, I make that choice, you know, and I maybe get less work done, but I have a lot more fun. Or, you know, like doing laundry, cleaning my room, things like that can wait. Like I try to prioritize and get that done. But again, like that's kind of the things I put on myself. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard being embarrassed and feeling like everyone's eyes are on you when like no, they're not. You know what I mean? Nobody probably even saw, or one person did, and they're like, ooh, I remember when that happened to me. You know what I mean? The world is not against you, even when it sure feels like it. But yeah. And I think that, like, I don't want to say I like being stressed, but I know myself and I kind of function best under these conditions where I just have like a lot going on because I get lonely and I get sad in the moments where like I don't have much going on. And so I have a lot going on and I do find I'm not, you know, as sad and lonely. So like, is it working? Yes. Do I still have my moments of sadness? Absolutely. But like, you know, I hate to be the one that say it to say it because I, you know, I talk about how, you know, sometimes hurtful, not hurtful, but sometimes like, you know, like saying like, oh, it gets better. You know, obviously it does, but some things are bad. It's not the exact message you need to hear. But like for me, like, you know, I got a lot of in middle school, and middle school is really bad. I got a lot of like, oh, you know, it'll get better in high school. And as much as that's like a really sweet thing to be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm sure it'll get better for you. You know what I mean? It's a really sweet thing to say, but it didn't get better for me. And like that's not okay, but also it's not your fault that you said that. You know what I mean? But I feel like I kind of took those statements and I was like, well, they lied to me. I'm like, no, they didn't. Like, they couldn't have known that, you know, I was gonna, that there was gonna be, like, a pandemic and I was gonna be moving and I was gonna feel so lonely, and they didn't account for all those things, you know? Or, you know, I got a lot of, like, oh, you know, I know high school was bad for you, but things are gonna get so much better in college. And I kind of scoffed at it the same way, and I was like, well, I don't know. But, like, it did. You know what I mean? And for some people, college is really hard. For me, like, I wasn't a fan of, like, the clicky things of high school, and I was really just wasn't a fan of, like, that. I don't want to say age group, obviously, because I was in that age group, and I still am. But, like, it sucks being a teenage girl, and anyone that, like, tells you anything else is a liar. Like, it is not for the weak of heart. It can be really, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, if you're, you know, getting older, it's gonna be terrible. I'm not saying that, but, like, it's hard. You get over it. But, like, it's, you learn, you live, you grow, but you also cry. And, like, I would personally say, like, middle school, my situation, I mean, I had some good years of middle school, and I also had some bad years. So, like, the bad years, like, it was because, like, middle school drama is insane. And I was just talking about this with somebody, like, in high school, people will kind of be mean to you, like, behind your back, or just, like, be passive-aggressive to you. In middle school, they'll say it to your face. And I think that's maybe because, like, your prefrontal cortex isn't fully developed, and that's kind of, like, your decision-making and, like, what is appropriate to say. So middle schoolers will say, like, the most out-of-pocket and inappropriate thing and not know that it is so out-of-pocket and so out-of-left-field to say. So I personally say middle school is more difficult for that reason. But in high school, it's more of, like, the, I found it was just lonelier. And that's my experience. You know what I mean? You could have loved high school and not been a fan of, like, the experience of college. And that's your life. But I'm sharing my life right now because it's my podcast. But yeah, so far, I really do like it. As much as there, like, is problems and there is drama, like, that's just kind of life, and it's more of, like, that kind of, I don't know, life drama than anything. It's not like, can you believe whose boyfriend did this last week at so-and-so's house, you know what I mean? And, like, that's not even me being like, oh, I'm making fun of these teenage girls, like, that is verbatim sentences that I have heard from multiple people's mouths. But I don't know who's laughing outside my window, but, like, it is raining outside. I hope they're doing okay. But, yeah. And it's, like, I feel like I get kind of guilty about being stressed sometimes, because it's, like, people live so much more difficult lives than me, and I'm complaining. But also, like, stress is stress, you know what I mean? I can be stressed, you know, and be doing a million things. I can be stressed and be doing one thing. I had the most stressful experience trying to pay for college. And it's not what you're thinking, you know? Finances, always stressful. But literally paying the bill, I couldn't log in to pay it online. And so I called the lady on the phone to pay it. And I kid you not, every single time as I'm getting halfway through my number, it cuts off and she can't hear me. I called 8 times in a row, and she just good every single time. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, honey. I'm still here. I cannot hear you. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But I finally got it through. I paid online, and I just burst into tears because it was so stressful, and I didn't want to, like, admit that it was stressing me out so much, and I was so scared that it wasn't gonna work out. You know what I mean? Which I guess wasn't like a real possibility, but in the moment it was like, you can't go to college if you don't pay for it. So like I need to do this. I need to work this out. And it was very, very stressful. And so I was just as stressed, if not more stressed, when I was, you know, doing that than, you know, right now when I'm in college and I have homework and essays and papers and people banging on my door. You know what I mean? Like, stress is stress. Like, and I don't like the, oh, you want to know real stress? Have you ever helped a cow give birth? And it's like, I haven't, but I'm sure it's stressful. You know what I mean? But you've also never been me, and you've also never been inside my body. So I'm definitely not saying my college stress is any worse than like anybody else's, but I am saying I'm stressed. And I am entitled to that opinion and that word, that feeling. That thing, you're entitled to that feeling. That's the same thing that's like, oh, you think you're tired. Have you ever had a cow give birth on you when you're trying to go to sleep? And it's like, I haven't. Can't say I have, my friend. But it's like, I can also be tired and also like not live a treacherous life. I mean, you can be sad and not, you know, not have a cow give birth on you. But like I'm entitled to those feelings. And that thing, you are entitled to be stressed. And you don't have to apologize about that to anybody. You don't have to apologize for like debriefing once in a while or like relaxing, thinking about these things, like taking a deep breath. Like, it is stressful my nose ring's falling out. It's a stressful life out there. And you're allowed to say that. You know what I mean? You're allowed to be tired and say you're tired. You know what I mean? I think all the time, like, I feel like being, like, upset or mad were always, like, hard for me to admit. You know what I mean? I'm more open to admitting when I'm sad or things like that. When I'm mad or things like that, it's much harder for me to open up about. And I'm not really sure about why that is. It's probably something to unpack in therapy, but aren't all the things I share. Well, I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, amazing evening, morning, night, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. And thank you for listening, and I'll do my best to post more consistently. Well, I love you guys, and stay safe, be happy, and don't be afraid to admit when you're sad. Bye-bye now.